This is Carol Boss, and welcome to Freeform this afternoon. Tomorrow night at the Outpost Performance Space, together in performance, violinist Mooney Kulasinghe and drummer Jefferson Voorhees. And it is going to be an enormously creative pairing of two enormously creative musicians for an evening of improvisational music. And many of you know Mooney from, of course, Le Chat Lunatique, one of the most beloved bands that we have here in New Mexico, and also Jefferson Voorhees, who is known for his many projects and many years here, and probably most especially for his newest project, Pray for Brain. And I'm really, really happy to welcome both of them to the studio today because we're going to get to hear some of their improvisational magic. And I welcome you both, and you may begin now. Thank you for being here. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Jefferson Voorhees drums and Muni Kulasinghe on violin, two of absolutely the most gifted musicians we have here in this town and beyond. And, oh, stop shaking your head, Muni. Anyway, improvisational music, and you're going to have an evening of that tomorrow night at the Outpost Performance Space, which is at 210 Yale Southeast. If you want to find out more information, if you want to find out about tickets, make reservations, 268-0044. So I understand you two have known each other over the years and maybe played together, I don't know, 10, 12 years together, and then went your own ways. Muni co-founded Le Chat Lunatique. Jefferson went on to his own project. So are you getting together again now after all these years, like for the first time?
Well, it really is for the first time. When we played together years ago, a decade ago.
The very first time.
It was very sparse. I think I sat in with Le Chat Lunatique in an early incarnation a couple times, and we ended up at a few jam sessions together, but we haven't ever played together until about 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. And how did that come about?
It came about by, as usual in the music business, happenstance. Muni caught me with my dance band called Jasper, kind of a fun band with Terry Bloom and Frank McCullough. And we were seeing each other, and he said, "Hey, I know you work with dancers. I've got this dance project, and a dancer choreographer that I'm working with." And frankly, I've almost had my fill of working with dancers. I've been doing it for my entire life. But the opportunity to do something with Muni, anything. And what happened, we went over to this dancer's studio, and we just started playing, and she wanted something abstract to begin with. Indeed. And we just jumped in, and it was like, ah, this is good. And then we just started playing together. We rehearsed two or three, four times a week at my house, and sit down and play 35-minute sets.
I would like to just thank Christina Daly, of Sparrow Dance Company, for actually that. And it should have happened without this, but
it took that.
It was the thing that brought us together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And us playing together for her dances.
But right. Now it's just he's the improvisational partner I've always dreamed of.
Wow. Yeah, it's taken on this new life, it seems, for both
much.
Of you. Yeah, he says.
Well, and
it's true. It's absolutely true.
And I have a strong idea what it's about, is that Muni, like me, has spent thousands of hours on his instrument, much of it solo.
Mm-hmm.
And that develops an intimacy with your instrument that it's hard to find among musicians. That degree of fluidity and commitment. And I always wondered, because most people who are classically trained, and Muni is very well classically trained, have a difficult time transitioning to improvisation. They're pretty much stuck to the paper. And I asked Muni, so how did you escape?
Well, let him answer that question.
I really like that Jeffrey was speaking for me, though, because I prefer that. In general, it came about because I was practicing, I don't know about for hours, but in fact, it was before I'd really been caught by the idea of playing as a thing that I could be passionate about. And I would get bored practicing the classical music that I was supposed to practice. And so I'd play it and play it and play it and play it and play it. Granted, not practice it, I would play it. And then I would just simply start playing, and it would be sort of a riff off of whatever it was that I was practicing. And it later became apparent that in fact I was paying attention to playing only when I was improvising. And later I understood that that was what I needed also to do when I was practicing classical, but
In the studio with me today on Freeform is Monique Kulasinghe. I guess we can say best known for his co-founding and his ever-popular group.
I don't know if co-founding works. It may be quadra-founding. Does that work?
Okay, quadra-founding. I always read it as a co-founder, but quadra-founding, Le Chat Lunatique, and Jefferson Voorhees has been in this town for so many years with so many different projects. It really always fascinates me when musicians, and I'm not one myself, who are involved simultaneously with all these different projects. So how does it feel to you, Mooney? And what do you think of fans who have never heard you other than with Le Chat? You really don't know, but what they might think of this improvisational work that you're doing in collaboration with Jefferson. I think that was more than one question.
Oh, it was a lot of questions. But I think maybe the essence of it is I am... regardless of what anyone might think or what anyone's opinion would be, Jefferson and I have a unique relationship, both musically and intellectually. We can riff and exist in one another's spheres so comfortably that when we are playing together, when we can get out of our own ways, it is quite magical. And that is perhaps a little bit silly and or trite, but I think it is, frankly, it's a rare gift.
I think it's a rare gift, and that's why I use in the introduction for a moment, I use that word magical, because I think that's what happens when musicians make this connection that I don't know if I'll ever know quite that connection, because I don't play music. But to make that connection and to be able to improvise seems to me the ultimate in magical happenings between people.
It's the one that we, I think most of us find when we're truly living, whatever it be, mm-hmm. whatever you do,
right?
When you're engaged, truly engaged in what you're doing, and it's only the best that you see in yourself and the best that you see in those around you. When you can achieve that, then it's, and that's that sense of improvisation that we sometimes achieve.
So it sounds like tomorrow night at the Outpost, that's Thursday the 20th, is going to be your first public performance.
Correct,
since,
yeah.
I mean, except for this, yeah.
Yeah.
Wee.
And you've been practicing, you've been improvising yourselves together, and when you get into that space, and you get to do this in front of an audience, do you go to the place of not worrying about your audience and just get into that very special, spiritual, magical, whatever word you want to use, space?
We haven't a clue.
Oh, that's true. You have not done that yet. That's true.
However, what you said is what we hope will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about ignoring the audience by any means. It's more about paying attention to what we're doing but doing it in a giving way, in an open way. But as far as this magic goes, and I think, it is magical, and there's lots of ways that it's magical, but there's one extraordinarily simple key, at least for me, when we're playing to what our magic is about, is that since we've done our time on our instruments,
right.
It's not about playing. It's, for me, as close as I get it to 100% about listening. So I'm only listening, only reacting. I'm not anything I can do not to think about what's coming next. And it's a struggle, and it will probably be, unfortunately, harder to do in front of an audience for me. But I'm hoping that we can do it.
And I would just like to add that it's partly or greatly in that we would like to invite the audience to come with us on that struggle. I mean, because that's really...
Mm-hmm.
Struggle. I don't know.
Okay. it's work. Though,
hopefully, it won't be a struggle. Let's call it a journey. Yeah.
To be so open is always
vulnerable, naked.
Yeah, and it's difficult to do in front of people.
Well, I imagine it's one of the biggest. I can't think of the right word that I really want to say, examples of being in the moment.
Yeah.
When you improvise. I mean, that's what we're all doing moment to moment. We're improvising.
Every nanosecond, we're all
improvising. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
This is just trying to stretch it out with some chops that we've learned.
So let me just say once again that Mooney Kulasinghe and Jefferson Voorhees are going to be at the Outpost Performance Space tomorrow evening.
7:30. There'll be a second band, as there always is, on the Outpost Thursday nights. This is the final night of the Outpost Summer Jazz Series.
And once again, if you haven't been there before, it's a wonderful performance space, and it's located at 210 Yale Southeast, and the phone number to make reservations to find out about tickets is 268-0044. That's the Outpost Performance Space. And why don't you take us out with some more improv? And I want to quickly say thank you so much to Eli Willard, who is engineering for us in K1M Studio A. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks Eli. For coming in, Eli.
Yeah.
So why don't you wave your hands when it's time for us to stop?
I will do that.
Okay.
This is Freeform. I'm Carol Boss, and we've been listening to Mooney Kulasinghe and Jefferson Voorhees Tomorrow Night at the Outpost at 7:30.